Abundant Grace. This is Dr. Israel Pena. Today's devotional, Growth and Honor in the Church. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, and the evangelists, and the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. That's Ephesians 4, 11, and 12. See, the church is designed by God to grow and flourish through the diversity of gifts he has given to his people. Growth happens when each member of the body of Christ embraces their unique role and serves in unity. However, growth also requires honor, honoring the gifts God has placed in others and respecting the leadership he has established. When we choose to honor one another, we create an atmosphere where growth is cultivated. Honor is not based on perfection, but it is based on recognizing God's hand in each person's life. Romans chapter 12, 10. It reminds us, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. So as we grow in our personal faith and service, let's remember that we are a part of a greater body. Our efforts contribute to the whole, and when one member is honored, we all rejoice. 1 Corinthians 12, 26. So I have a couple of questions for you. Are you actively using your gifts to build up the church? Answer that yourself. How do you show honor to others in the body of Christ? And what steps can you take to promote unity and growth in your church? These questions are vital to ask to see if you are actually moving in that line and that thread. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving each of us unique gifts to serve your church. Help us to grow in our faith and to honor one another as we work together for your kingdom. Teach us to build each other up in love and humility. May your spirit guide us to walk in unity so that the church reflects your glory to the world and abroad. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe it done. Amen. So these are my final words that I want to share with you. Growth and honor in the church begin with intentionality. Seek to grow spiritually and encourage growth in others. Honor those who lead. Honor those who serve and teach, knowing that God's work through each person is there available to accomplish his purposes. And also remember, when we honor one another, we honor God. Let us build with love, unity, and grace. And let's do it together.